The Last Love on Earth by Ariana Reyes.
Good morning, Multiverse. You're listening to IPR, Intergalactic Public Radio, episode 3681, in continuation of our oral history series. Today's story will be told by Bais, a well-known multidimensional being and celestial scholar. It's a touching little love story about their close friend and fellow multidimensional, Loso. Enjoy.
If they could be anything, they would be the sea. Loso had heard of it once in a dream, the sea calling out to them soft and sharp. They had never touched it, never even seen it, but the low humming of life echoed through space and pooled at the center of Loso's being. It seemed like no matter how many worlds Loso created, none have been as old and eventful as Earth. Loso explodes stars and swept cosmic dust for eons around the multiverse. Fuck, they even helped build the first forest ever on planet 211211121. Or was it planet 211211121? Anyways, that was impressive. Loso came to me one day. Bais, no matter how many planets I make, not one can compare to the old standard. Loso couldn't look away from that shiny blue marble rolling its way through the Andromeda Galaxy. The sea will win, of course. The rest would be up to the celestial bodies themselves. Loso had been putting off this trip for a while now, but this was the final moment to pay the infamous planet a visit. Loso did not come to stay, but they had never known gravity like Earth before, and the ocean is an expert at pulling.
Really beautiful stuff. And just wondering, what exactly was pulling Loso there towards Earth?
I'm getting to that.
If Al could be anything, she would be the sea. Elle is unapologetic, with mouthfuls of questions.
Hey, you need a light?
Hey, how'd you know?
I just sensed it.
Oh yeah? You psychic or something? I predicted this whole thing coming too. First this, and then that, and boom. Before you know it, you're scratching through the bushes for some berries, and hoping they don't poison you. That's the thing about living in times like these. You don't even know what's up and down anymore.
At least the ocean is still cool at night.
Yeah, the ocean, no good to anyone right now. Can't even drink it. All that ice and pollution. Way more, all that stuff.
Like most humans on a dying planet, Elle wanted nothing more than to be free. She hoped maybe one day the sea would answer her questions and tell her about the darkest places that haven't been seen, how it feels to sustain life, and is a fish ever really wet? That night, she dreams the sea has drank her whole. As Elle began to steep herself in the cool water, she felt a presence beside her. It wasn't a presence as much as a feeling, but love has no eyes, and who can say what a multitudinous being can see?
You're so beautiful.
Hello? Is anyone out there? Can you hear me? I know you're here.
With all this water, humans should have grown gills by now, but there Elle is, drenched, all flesh and muscle and one heart beating so loud it reverberates down her spine, sending her incisors chattering among themselves. Humans, it seems, feel most things with their whole bodies. The ocean used to feel foreign to Elle, uncharted waters and all that, but now she felt
home. Like I never knew what it was to feel safe, and with you, Loso. I feel you more than anything I felt before. In my skin, in my lungs, all those rolling vibrations, and your being. It's like this vastness inside of me made so small. You have made more out of me than I ever could by myself.
Loso swirled around El, shifting the spaces in between waves to form words, saying,
"When you rest your body on me, I hold you with all the intention of never letting you go. I don't know how or why, but something in me tells me that this was meant to be."
How terrestrial, don't you think? How the fuck did humans come up with only an average of 3 words to describe that feeling?
So what happened to them?
Well, they went on like this for some time, sloshing and mushing. But when that day came, they both felt rumbling in the core of the planet.
"Please, Loso, tell me how this goes. I can't leave without knowing the end. There's too much to know. The ocean swells to eat the land, the stars will fizzle, and the earth will crumble back into ice and dust. I'm sorry, El. There will be nowhere to hide. The universe will miss you all, humanity, no matter how stupid and reckless you were. El, I wish you could know what love looks like to someone who has seen everything. Like Earth at its truest. You are endless and uncontainable. I love you."
As the ocean began to bubble and hiss, steam rose up and the sun popped and sputtered. Loso never meant for it to go like it did, but things happen, and once they do, there's usually no going back. Loso wanted to stay, and being a romantic as they are, carried as much of the ocean as they could hold, and El along with them, hoping to, I don't know, become stars or some eternal love thing like that. But in that moment of mercy or the panic of loss, Loso choked on the sea, creating a mouth so gaping and dark, it vacuum-sucked the life from the void itself. Straight into the ether, full of death and salt. The stars sparkled green, and the planet sighed cold, while cockroaches gathered in swarms to waddle through the water, waiting for frost.
This story was presented as part of IPR's Oral History series. Thank you, Bayes, for your riveting narration, and thanks as always to our loyal listeners. See you next week.
This piece was adapted by Ethan Riley, with voices by Ariana Reyes, Ethan Riley, Rose Adams, Maria BC, and Phil Brand.